Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Continuing to celebrate the 21st anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show, and we couldn't have this week without our good friend Steve Forbes joining us. We're so grateful for the time he gives us. He's, as you know, the chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, former presidential candidate, and I still would love to have be a citizen of in a country where Steve is, where there's a president, Steve Forbes. He's the author of so many books, I had to use a wheelbarrow to bring them into the studio. Reviving America, Flat Tax Revolution, Money, and on and on. You get the picture. He's very prolific and a legendary global thinker. And our good friend Steve Forbes, welcome back to the show.
Good to be with you, Jim. Thank you, and congratulations on 21. Now you can drink legally.
There you go. Well said. Thank you, Steve. Hey, Steve, I want to. I've got a little bit of a theme going here this for our show today. The first, it's about going too far. I want to ask you. I've been not necessarily always a critic, but a lot of times I've been a critic of the Fed's behavior. And I do. I vacillate between thinking they're necessary and thinking that they're not necessary. Has the Fed gone too far with their rate increases, with their monetary policy?
The answer is not yet, but that raises a very big question. Why are they in the game of setting interest rates in the first place? Mm-hmm. As you know, interest is the price you pay to borrow money. Like renting an apartment, you rent the money. Price controls are bad. They distort the market. And the idea that the Fed can guide the economy is preposterous. We should have learned that from the Soviet Union. Huh. So I wish they would just.
But
isn't that what they see as
one of their main tools? I mean, you'd be taking one of their. I mean, that they would say, well, why are we in business if we can't set rates?
Well, they should be in business only, you know, they've got a lot of economists, so if you want to turn them into a think tank, that's fine. they do regulation, that's fine. But in terms of the money, their only task should be to deal with the occasional, thankfully it's only very occasional, panic or crisis. You know, you get a natural disaster, you get 2001, 9/11.
Right.
You get a big company going down and people start withdrawing money. You deal with those crises. But that should be it. They should not be trying to guide the economy. And the key word to worry about next year, Jim, we're starting to hear it already, is the word overheat.
Yeah.
That we're becoming too prosperous. And so I think they don't realize that the economy is people. We're not a machine. We don't overheat. If you get more money, your income goes up. Do you feel that you're overheating? Your temperature's going up?
Steve, that was a term. To me, that's an archaic term, overheating, because that presumes that's a throwback to when we didn't know enough about our supply chain. You know, if you remember, the old recession was because the supply chain got too full, and then all of a sudden there was somebody hit the brakes and it ballasted up the supply chain. Today we don't have that problem. I mean,
yeah.
We know where things are. We know where every refrigerator is and every nickel is. Overheating is today that ought to be called prosperity. Ought to be called a solid growth, shouldn't it?
Yes, and. Prosperity does not cause inflation. Bad Fed policy causes inflation.
Mm-hmm.
Fooling around with the value of the dollar is disruptive. So to me, the Fed should, as part of an agreement with North Korea, send them to North Korea for 5 years.
Now you're starting to sound like Rand Paul now.
Well, the Fed does have a function, but it's a very narrow one and very episodic one. You know, regulation, fine, although we over-regulate, that's another subject.
Right.
And And they have a lot of thousands of economists, so they can write papers and do stuff like that, keep out of trouble. And but the rest of it, you could do with a handful of people. The Federal Reserve, if we did money right, the Federal Reserve should be no more important than the Bureau of Weights and Measures inside the Commerce Department.
Very interesting. Well, I like the way you talk about
the market.
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, you know, weights and measures, we want them fixed, 60 minutes an hour, 12 inches in a foot, and stuff like that. The dollar should have a fixed value,
right,
and then just leave it alone. Stop mucking around with it.
Well, the reason I like your idea of letting the market do that is because if the market set it, then the markets wouldn't get jittery when the Fed sets it. Right? That's what the problem, we got with an emotional stock market. And when the stock market gets emotional, over-emotional, and they do all this correcting, and they send the economy into a recession, it hurts small businesses disproportionately. So that's the reason why I like your idea.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.